This is the Falcoholic Podcast, the official podcast of the Atlanta Falcons on the SB Nation Podcast Network. I'm Dave Walker, and this is the injury update for Friday, November 20th, for the upcoming Falcons versus Saints game, week 11 of the 2020 NFL season. It is hate week. The game is almost here. Let's start with the home team, New Orleans Saints. They were 7-2, having won six in a row. We already talked in the last podcast about the fact that with Drew Brees out, and we have an update on that we'll get to in just a second, various reports coming out that Taysom Hill would be the starter for the game, that Jameis Winston wouldn't be getting any snaps, so we already have some intrigue going into this game. And of course, you can't trust anything Sean Payton says. Don't believe him. Don't believe the lies. This guy, he would sell his own mother out if it meant getting a competitive edge against another NFL team. Make no mistake about it. This guy's the devil incarnate. We've known him for a while. Don't believe it. I expect Hill may start and may play more than 10 snaps for the first time in 2020. The guy has not played any more than 9 offensive snaps in any game so far. It seems very, very unlikely that they're going to suddenly put him up there for 40. That said, Winston has not been performing particularly well, and obviously that goes back to his last season in Tampa. So maybe this is a situation where the Saints, who are paying Hill $10.5 million a year, feel like they need to get him on the field. They need to validate that contract that they gave to him, especially since Winston doesn't appear to be a substantially better option at quarterback. So again, a lot of intrigue going into this game. Let's talk about their injuries, though. That's what we're here for. Drew Brees, who we already talked about, you know, we knew he wasn't going to play in this game. He was already ruled out. But the Saints formally put him on injured reserve. So what does that mean? So in the 2020 NFL season, you can actually, because of COVID and the new rules they adapted for this year, you can put a player on injured reserve and bring them back off in as little as 3 weeks. However, where the Falcons are concerned, that means we won't be playing Drew Brees this year because we have this game coming up this Sunday, next week against the Raiders, and then we're back home to play the Saints again, which means Drew Brees will not play this Sunday, and he won't play in 2 weeks against the Falcons. Given the cap issues that will likely arise for New Orleans next year, and the fact that Drew Brees is over 40, it's clear his skills have taken a nosedive in recent years. We may not ever see the Falcons play Drew Brees again. Our last game against him will have been the 2019 games. And I'll be honest, I'm a little disappointed in this. I was hoping we would get to play him this year. I was hoping we would get to see another Deion Jones interception or to see Grady Jarrett take him to the ground. And that opportunity seems to have passed. And for a series that has featured Matt Ryan and Drew Brees taking on each other for the past decade, I would argue this has been one of the best rivalries in the NFL with two great quarterbacks, some fantastic, close, white-knuckled games between them, and we're not going to see it unless somehow the Falcons and the Saints play each other in the playoffs, which I don't think anyone's willing to make any kind of prediction of that sort. We may have actually already seen the last game between Drew Brees and Matt Ryan in Falcons versus Saints. So, unfortunate that he is on injured reserve again. For me, it was about seeing, you know, us take him down one more time, and we're just not going to get that, and it's unfortunate. I know it sounds weird. I'm a little bit sad. I'm a little bit sad that we will not see Drew Brees on the field against the Falcons again. Other players for the Saints at this point that didn't practice on Friday, tight end Josh Hill with concussion. He didn't practice all week. He has been ruled out. So the Saints will be down at least one offensive weapon. And running back Dwayne Washington with a back injury, he also did not participate all week. He has also been ruled out. Where the Saints are concerned, those are the only three guys that have been ruled out at this point. Limited on Friday was cornerback Marshon Lattimore with the abdomen. He's been limited all week. He is now listed as questionable. So that is definitely one to pay attention to come game time, because if he's out, you know, he is arguably the best corner. Even though he's been struggling this year, he is their number one corner on the team. That could bode well for Julio Jones and potentially the rest of the wide receiver core for the Falcons. Full participants for the Saints: They got back quite a few guys, so this is good news for them. Maybe not good news for us. First, running back Alvin Kamara, who was limited and didn't practice on Thursday. He always said he was fine with his foot injury. He was a full participant on Friday. Looks like he will play. Defensive end Cameron Jordan with the back injury. Didn't practice on Wednesday, was limited on Thursday. He was a full participant on Friday. Looks like he is good to go. Tackle Ryan Ramczyk with the knee was limited on Wednesday and Thursday. Did practice in full on Friday. Nose tackle Malcolm Brown with the calf injury was limited on Wednesday and Thursday. Was a full participant on Friday. And finally, wide receiver Tre'Quan Smith with concussion. Didn't practice Wednesday. Apparently started getting out of the protocol and was a full participant come Friday. So the Saints are getting relatively healthy as they head into this game. They're getting back some key players. Obviously, Kamara is the center of their offense. Again, second in the league in total yards from scrimmage behind only Dalvin Cook. And Cameron Jordan, who has honestly been a thorn in the side of the Falcons since they drafted him. Fantastic player. I hate to say it, but he is really, really good. Great pass rusher. He will be playing on Sunday. So no breaks for the Falcons offensive line, unfortunately, against a very good pass rush in the Saints. As for the Falcons, we already mentioned Dante Fowler being on the COVID list. Obviously, he will not play on Sunday. Don't expect to see him maybe even next week. We'll see. His status is going to depend on how he is handling that disease, so hopefully he is doing well. Friday, the only players that did not participate were getting rest days. That was running back Todd Gurley and guard James Carpenter, so they did not practice on Friday for rest. Limited on Friday. Calvin Ridley, who was limited all week, he remained limited. However, the Falcons did not list him with a game status, so they didn't list him as questionable or out. That would seem to indicate that he will play. That said, a lot of the people that saw him this week said it was clear he was not 100%. We'll see if they change their mind come game day. But right now, it looks like Ridley is trending towards playing, even if he's not going to be at full speed. Tackle John Wetzel, who was limited on Thursday, continued to be limited. And wide receiver Lamide Zaccheaus, who wasn't even on the report Wednesday and Thursday, was suddenly added as limited on Friday. So hopefully that doesn't impact his status come the game. He is a player who has had, you know, some good games this year. He had the 100-yard game, I believe it was, last week. And he is someone that they could rely on as they start to look further and further down the depth chart if Ridley is not as effective as we hope he could be. Full participants, tackle Matt Gono with illness. He didn't practice Wednesday and Thursday. He did finally practice on Friday, so good news for him, our swing tackle. Tackle Caleb McGarry, full participant all week with the knee, no injuries or no issues there. And finally, tight end Jaden Graham, who wasn't on the report initially and, you know, ended up on report Thursday and Friday for full participation with a knee and slash toe injury. He also practiced, so no issues there. Falcons are coming into this game really healthy. They have not ruled anyone out. It seems like maybe for the first time in a while. And obviously with Julio Jones, it seems like he is fully ready to go. No health issues for the star wide receiver, which is fantastic going into this very important game. If the Falcons are going to make a run, and granted, they're 3-6. Like, this is not a position of strength. They are 3-1 under Raheem Morris. If they move to 4-6, beat the Saints, you know, maybe some people start talking about the potential for this team to make an unexpected run. They still have some very difficult games coming up. Another game against the Saints. They have to play the Raiders next week. Two games against Tampa Bay. Don't say that they're out for sure. Obviously, you know, they could still make a run, and especially with the expanded playoff rosters, there's a chance they could sneak in. So this game will be critical in making that determination. And with Drew Brees out, you've got to wonder if the Falcons are going to have a bit of an edge here. So definitely something to pay attention to. I didn't think after an 0-5 start we would be talking about the Falcons being on the fringes of the playoffs. And honestly, it still is premature. But here we are going up against the Saints. It's hate week. Drew Brees is out. Falcons are getting healthy. Who knows? We'll see how this plays out. That's the injury report for Friday, November 20th. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at FalcoholicDW. For updates on this podcast, follow us at FalcoholicPod. And don't forget to check thefalcoholic.com daily for our write-ups and updates on the Atlanta Falcons. We'll be back after the game on Sunday for a post-game podcast with myself and Evan Birchfield. Have a great day, and we'll talk with you next time.